Libraries are an important part of every community, but in Ann Arbor, there's a lot more going on there than finding something to read. This is Lisa Berry, and that's why we bring you Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU with my co-host for this segment, Rich Reddy, Communications and Marketing Manager for the Ann Arbor District Library. Welcome back, Rich.
Hello, so good to be here.
And who have you brought with you today?
I've brought Audrey Huggett from the Ann Arbor District Library, Production Librarian, to talk a little bit about creativity, role-playing, things like that that we're baking into programming at the AADL.
Welcome, Audrey.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
I think we need to start with when we talk about role-playing games, what exactly are we talking about?
So role-playing games are sort of games, so they have like rules that people can adhere to. But what you're doing as a player is inhabiting another person, the hero, a character that's different than who you are as a person. Tabletop role-playing games kind of encompass like a large field. So there's tabletop role-playing games, the most popular being Dungeons and Dragons. That's going to be the keyword everyone recognizes. And then there's also role-playing elements in a lot of video games as well.
Why role-playing?
I personally think they're really important. I love them, and I think that they're a really great place for people to experiment with like ways to be in the world. And what I mean by that is it's a place where you are, generally speaking, with friends, so you're safe to try things like trying to say no to things, trying new ways of like behaving as people. It's also a place where you're also free to fail. I think particularly with like the way that the culture was when I was growing up, a lot of us didn't experience failure a lot. You get a lot of like trophies and A's just for showing up. So I think that a lot of people my age, it's a really valuable thing to learn how to fail in a safe place that's not like your job or your relationship or something that has like really high stakes. So it's a really safe place to just like experiment with being with other people.
So all this is done in conjunction with the Ann Arbor District Library, which hosts hundreds of events every year. And Rich, is this relatively new for you?
Yeah, so Audrey's come in to try some of this, what she's talking about with the role-playing and with coming up with more experimental programming, more immersive programming. So this isn't just you show up and you do a craft or the library presents something to you. The library creates a space in which you can interact with staff or with a story that's being told. So Audrey started with a murder mystery last year that she can talk a little bit about, Murder at Raccoon Ranch.
Yep. It was murder mystery. I started there because I had this weird idea that I wanted to do role-playing games in the library, but I knew that the words role-playing would immediately like make people go, I don't know about that. So I was like, how can I slide it in under the radar so that people don't necessarily like have that knee-jerk reaction of like, that's for nerds, or and also so like I could do my thing. So I started with the murder mystery program specifically because there's a really obvious role that everyone is playing, and that's the role of detective. So I made up the story about this rich, wealthy man who had been murdered by one of his family members, and people had to come in. You read a case file, the police's case file, up to the point of meeting the suspects. And then there was like a Q&A panel with all the suspects. And then people got to guess who they thought the murderer was.
Being part of that in the audience and seeing people show up in costume and have little notebooks that they've spent days writing who they thought or what questions they were going to ask because the panel was on the stage, all library staff acting in character. Mm-hmm. So it's a really cool thing to see developing that was different than a lot of different things that had happened prior at the library. And that sort of segued into the in-between, which was Quest for the Keystone, another library event that Audrey shepherded through.
Yeah, so that was my real goal. Basically, after the murder mystery, I went to my boss and was like, this was just a test. I have this other thing that I want to do that's really weird. I don't have words for it, but look how well this other thing went. Let me do it. And he was like, okay. And so the Quest for the Keystone was my like fantasy program that's more along like traditional lines of like kind of what we associate with role-playing games. But I also aimed it at families because I had envisioned it as something that families could do together. And that basic premise of that program was that there was like another world that existed in between like all of the worlds that exist. And it was like colliding into the library. Patrons had to come in, explore the world. They had a journal from an explorer that they could read for clues. And then they were interviewing characters that were library staff playing characters. And then at the very end, everyone kind of came to a decision about what direction the world should take and then chose collectively which way it was going to go. So next year when we do it, the story will continue based off the decision that everyone made at the end of that program.
Audrey kind of opens this up to a lot of collaboration internally too. What she mentioned with being with friends, being able to fail. If you've watched Stranger Things, there are scenes where they're all playing and there's that camaraderie with people who are part of it and putting it on. And so you can imagine that Audrey offers these roles to people to go up on stage and play like the nurse of the wealthy person who was murdered or the no good brother or whatever. And we have library staff who dive in and eat cookies out of bathrobes or dress up as characters that are part of this, the in-between. And we've got a room in the library that's the junk room that's just full of stuff. And we've got what was on the top floor?
Oh, that was Laura. That was the Oracle. So that was my cheat code built in. But she had all the answers.
And there are vines going up the stairwells. And so we're transforming the space and transforming your brain. And we've got families that are coming here. And it's like, what would you rather do with a cool afternoon than go to the library and be sort of transported? And again, inhabit these other roles that you don't have in your real life.
Who is participating in these Ann Arbor District Library role-playing events?
So far for these ones, we had a lot of teens and adults coming to the murder mystery, but we have families for both. And again, at the in-between, we had groups of families going from place to place, person to person, sort of probing and trying to get all the answers to figure out what the heck's going on in this place and then deciding what to do. And that sort of segues into now more programming that Audrey's working on, which is Role Playing Game Fest, which is kind of more on the nose to open this up on the tabletop side to the community to show you it's not just all about Dungeons & Dragons. And then in October, we've got the second murder mystery that takes place in the same town, sort of the same setting. So Audrey's building on these things like she mentioned.
Do you have dates for both of those?
Yes. So the Role Playing Fest is going to be September 14th from 1 to 5 p.m. And the murder mystery is October 26th from 1 to 3 p.m.
Do you have to sign up or register for these?
Nope.
Just show up and have some fun. Well, they do sound very interesting, and congratulations on your creativity. We look forward to hearing more about them. Real quick, because the Rossa Festival is coming up, and I didn't realize the library was involved in that.
Yeah, so the library is a big part of the Rossa Festival, which is the India-themed multi-arts festival that's held annually in Ann Arbor and Ipsy. And we are proud to be hosting four events as part of the larger festival this September, including ritual floor paintings from India. That's Thursday, September 12th. Dances from India. This is classic and folk traditions. Tuesday, September 17th. Music from East and West. Friday, September 20th. And then finally, an India travel diary, which is an illustrated talk with photos of the journey of three students through India. And that's Tuesday, September 24th. All those events are downtown. You can check everything out on aadl.org, as well as all the role-playing things and so much more.
Yep. Right. Always hundreds
of
events.
More than 2,300 events last year, Lisa, for everybody.
We'll put links to those on our webpage, WEMU.org. Rich Reddy from the Ann Arbor District Library, thank you so much for all you bring to us. Audrey Huggett, great to meet you, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
See ya.